This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. The Durango City Council is slated to vote tonight on whether to reprimand and reproach Councilmember Olivier Bosmans. Mayor Melissa Youssef says a surprise request to hold an executive session in November prompted the resolution.
It appeared to be a political ploy as an attempt to block our progress, but in so doing, he insinuated that there was an unfounded personnel matter out there against one of our appointees, in this case, the city manager.
Osmond says he was trying to raise concerns he had about the city's budget process. This week marks 10 years since Colorado became the first state to legalize recreational marijuana. After a couple of run-ins with the law in his home state of Ohio, Colin Kirkbride says legalization played a role in his decision to move to Colorado 5 years ago. While stepping out for a midday smoke in front of his North Denver home, he says he still remembers his first time purchasing legal marijuana.
I just moved here. I was going to a Rockies game. I was downtown. I went to that ballpark dispensary and was just kind of blown away.
Kirkbride hopes the decade ahead means similar legislation for psychedelics in Colorado. The cost for an EpiPen or similar allergy medication should now be capped at $60 per two-pack for Coloradans. A new state law limits how much insurers can charge out of pocket for epinephrine auto-injectors. People without insurance can enroll in an affordability program through the state to get the medication at that price through pharmacies. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 6:06.